WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
August Arnell isn't the man he used to be. The former drama student and English teacher is now better known as Kid Creole, the founder, lead singer, and songwriter of Kid Creole and the Coconuts. In concert, they put on an extravagant show, combining the vulgarity of Vegas with the hokum of Cab Calloway and the exoticism of Hollywood South of the Border production numbers. Their records caught on in discos because of their internationally spiced dance rhythms. What if the world was split in two? Cut between the reds and the white and blue. And Americans were thus denied all rights to travel to the other side. Tell me what would you be missing most of all? Roman Coliseum or the Berlin Wall? Some little village or some cafe? Westminster Abbey or the Champs-Élysées? August Arnell first performed in his brother's group, Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah band. He left it to start his own band, and he created a new persona to lead it, the character of Kid Creole.
Kid Creole, he's a flamboyant womanizer, macho, anti-hero type, and flashy, but with a lot of quality, we would like to think, a lot of sincerity and substance, and he's got a lot to say. He's good-looking. He's wonderful.
Now, you had performed as yourself for a while. Why did you want to start performing in persona?
Well, actually, it started as a legal out, so to speak. I was in a band called Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah band as August Darnell. And when I was dissatisfied and disenchanted with the Savannah band, I wanted to move on. I won't say up or down, just move on. And legally, I couldn't because I was under contract to Savannah Band as August Darnell. So I had to create a person outside of myself. Consequently, I came upon this Kid Creole character who was everything that August Darnell wanted to be, but was a bit too shy to present himself as. So Kid Creole was a good excuse to release those desires that were always being held back in August Darnell.
So August Darnell had this macho womanizer hidden within him that he wanted to release?
Yes, I think all heterosexual men have that inside them, but they have to subdue it because it's pretty ridiculous and obnoxious to carry on one's day-to-day travails in that way.
I get the feeling that you see your band as a Hollywood movie.
Yes, it certainly is.
With endless production numbers.
Yeah, I was weaned on the Hollywood spectacular idiom, much like Busby Berkeley, and not only musicals, but the Cecil B. DeMille school of mind, you know, where a cast of thousands is better than one. I was never one to believe in minimalism. Hollywood did have a big effect on me, and consequently, it sort of put me in a trap, to tell you the truth, because I've always wanted my production so lavish because I'm not satisfied on a stage with just three musicians or four musicians. It doesn't give me the sound that I'm looking for. So I sort of created a financial disaster.
How big is the show now?
The show is 14 musicians, and oftentimes it's embellished with more dancers. And comedians, jugglers, anything we could find. Sometimes we go on the street and find people and bring them on stage.
I think a lot of women don't know how to take the coconuts in your band. Now, the coconuts are the female dancers and backup singers who are very scantily clad in bikini-like costumes, and they dance and shake throughout the whole show. And I think a lot of women can't figure out whether this is meant to be campy, sexist, or both.
That's a good question. In the early days, I must admit, it was merely a catch-all, a gimmick. How was Kid Creole going to make a name for itself? So we started playing the clubs in New York, and the gimmick was these girls. And this was just what I wanted it to be. It was just a way of getting people to come to the show. I knew that once I had them in the tent, that they would see beyond the flesh and look at the quality of what was being presented.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. One of your parents was white and one of your parents black. And I think in your music, you really have a sense of pan-ethnic Americanism. You have, black and white and Spanish. There's all these different ethnic influences that come into your music. And it seems very conscious to me. Like you're really, there's even a line in one of your songs from the new record about this wonderful, what is it, a bar? The bandouche?
Oh, yes, it's a disco.
Disco,
In Paris.
And I love this line, I bet you my life there'd be no violence there. There'd be loads of nationalities, lots of atmosphere.
That's one of my favorite lines, as a matter of fact. I don't know if it's conscious or not, but there's definitely an international feel to the music and most of the time to the messages being sent out. My life experience from childhood on has been Latin and black and European and South American and Oriental and just about everything. You know, I'm a part of all that I've met in many ways. And that comes out in the music. I think it just comes out naturally. It would be hard for me to write what you might call a pure jam. In other words, a jam that plays only upon reggae, or only upon R&B, or only upon pop. I get great fun out of blending disparate sounds.
You've said that this might be Kid Creole and the Coconuts' last tour. You thinking of breaking up the band?
Yes, I feel that now the Kid Creole persona has run its course. And it's time for a new man to emerge. It's time to get back to basics, in actuality. It's time for the August Darnell solo album. When you have a band, if you're a real band leader, you feel responsible to your band, to your musicians, to the singers, to the entire outfit. And that becomes draining after a while. It's much like playing the father role, you know, and you have a big family and you have to give to all of them.
Is the last song on your record, Call It A Day, your goodbye song to Kid Creole and the Coconuts?
It certainly is. Call It A Day. Very soon, anyway, I'll be gone. It's also speaks, of course, of a mythical island where a guy has become disillusioned with the way things are run. Now, symbolically, I'm speaking of course, the way things have been run with Kid Creole and the Coconuts at our label, with the record companies, with the radio stations. It's my sour grapes song, you know, with the cable networks and how they've disregarded our very existence over the last 7 years.
How do you feel ending your last Kid Creole album on such a sour note?
Well, actually, you know, it's not that sour because
it's a great song.
It's a nice song.
Yes.
It's a good dance track. And I think it's a nice way of saying that a guy enjoyed what he did. I think it's a good way to end the album.
Call it a day.
August Darnell's new Kid Creole and the Coconuts album is called I Too Have Seen the Woods.
I don't
You're listening to Fresh Air.